Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
World traveler, best-selling author Brad Olson is with us. Brad, when you get down to Terra del Fuego, first of all, are you going to be on the Chilean side or the Argentinian side of that island?
Well, there's both sides that we intend to go to. I'm traveling with my fiance Emily Infinity, and we will go to Ushuaia, which is the southernmost city you can drive to in the world. And that's where all the ships leave from, not only the cruise ships, but also expedition ships. However, they also fly, and that, by the way, is on the Argentina side, but on Chilean side is the Terra del Fuego and the airport that goes down there. So we might check that out as well, because we need to get on an expedition to make it to the Palmer base, which is the forward. Then you would go to a forward base to go see some of the anomalies that I call the Illuminati Disneyland.
Right. And how difficult is it to get passage, either by air or by sea?
Well, it's quite easy to just pay for passage. But then you're just doing the tourist route. You're just going to see penguins and icebergs. But we want to go on an expedition, and if we were to fly, then I would have to go to the Chilean side, which is just on the Straits of Magellan to Punta Arenas, and that's the airport that goes down there. And they do have regular flights, but it's usually just touch and go. I had a friend who went down there on one of the flights. You just go to a Russian base. They'll let you stay one night overnight, but then it's pretty much back on the plane and leaving. So, again, you may not get past the penguins to see some of these anomalous features, which I'm going to talk about later when we get to the Antarctica.
And do you need a visa to visit Antarctica?
Not that I've heard of and not that I know of. Antarctica is not anyone's country. It's everyone's country. That is, there are no national borders, so therefore there wouldn't be any visa requirements, or I don't even think we'd need a passport, although we bring it, of course, for identification purposes. But it's this autonomous continent that is not owned by anyone, but there are several dozen countries that have bases down there. And we're trying to go to the Palmer base, where we would be able to take an expedition out to the Palmer Peninsula, where I've identified something very strange at the Union Glacier, which are some of the images that I sent you. It's when there was a big data dump, remember, from Fitbit and Strava, which I use when I do my bike rides or workout. It's connected to GPS. And these two companies had a big data dump, and all the GPS information of people who was traveling to Antarctica was shown. And several of these locations, they're just doing big circles around something, or geometric walkways, either an underground base. This one on the Union Glacier, which you can see on Google Earth, has an airstrip right there. Everybody's taking a snowmobile from the airstrip, going to this location and doing like this oblong rectangular walk around something. It's either a base or perhaps one of these giant disks. And there are supposed to be three massive disks, one of which is which I think is in the Union Glacier, 3 miles long. And the ice is now melting in Antarctica at a rapid clip. Bernie Sanders himself just tweeted recently that the Antarctic ice is melting 3 times faster than it did just 10 years ago. Now, if that's a result of global warming or the fact that there are 4 volcanoes in Antarctica than any other continent of the world. A lot of people don't know this. It is the world's largest active volcano system in the world with 91 active volcanoes. Some of those are below the ice, so perhaps it's the volcanoes that are melting the ice at a fast clip. But something is happening down there, and there's a lot of weird and strange anomalies, which we'll talk about, that really boggle the mind, as well as a lot of elite that are going down there as well to check something out. Maybe they're going to this Union Glacier. There's another part of the Fitbit data dump. There was another location near the Ross Ice Shelf that also showed a whole bunch of people going to this one spot and making the same trip, because you can see overlapping data of the people traveling down there. Quite fascinating.
You mentioned some dignitaries and so forth that have traveled down to this location. I believe former Secretary of State John Kerry. It is rumored that former President Barack Obama, I believe the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, all went there. What would the head of the Russian Orthodox Church be doing in the Antarctic?
Yeah, he's the Russian Orthodox Patriarch of Moscow, Kirill III. Well, he says, and they all have a cover story, that he went down there to bless an Orthodox chapel. Same with actor Tom Hanks, who converted to Orthodoxy, went to go see this tiny little chapel. Then you have Buzz Aldrin, who went down there and tweeted. It was up for a short while, and people did capture the screen capture. Quote, "We are all in danger. It is evil itself." And this is supposedly after he saw the pyramids that are there in the Shackleton Range, another great anomaly that's created quite a bit of buzz. These 3 pyramids, Richard, are almost the same dimension as the 3 pyramids on the Giza Plateau, which would say that there are now pyramids on every single continent of the world. But the list of dignitaries and elite and who I would call Illuminati, you mentioned John Kerry, yeah, he's a climate champion, going down there to see the effects of climate change, happened to be there right on Election Day when Trump defeated Hillary Clinton. Now, we all know his cover story. Sounds a little suspicious, but maybe he was down there to talk to this Fourth Reich. Maybe he was going to New Schwabenland, to the base there. You mentioned putting up the National Geographic map. Tell you something really interesting. When I bought this map, and you can purchase them, and I got mine in leather, and I marked it up with all the locations that I knew of, Richard, my jaw dropped when I saw that it was from 1987. That's the year before the Berlin Wall dropped.
Yes.
And even on the Nat Geo map, it's called New Schwabenland, and there are West German bases that have been in existence since the time of the Third Reich, which went down there in the 1930s to claim this area, also called New Queen Maud Land, this big hump right below South Africa, another country that had fascist ties. And that is the jumping point to go to New Schwabenland from South Africa.
Right. The Germans were real pioneers in exploring the Antarctic. I think they began like the late 19th century. Even by hot air balloon, they were traveling down to the Antarctic. I think, isn't there an area known as Kaiser Wilhelm Land as well?
There is. This is that one, too. Yeah, they are very much into claiming their chunk of Antarctica. In fact, when they went down there in the 1930s in a ship called New Schwabenland, that's where they picked up the name, they flew over and dropped little swastikas all over the region as if that were enough to make a claim. I charted out on my map, visitors want to take a look at my handwritten notes, anytime I could definitively find through GPS or from other resources exactly where things were, such as Point 211 or Base 211, New Berlin Base, I marked it on the map. Another really interesting feature in the New Schwabenland area, not too far away from the New Berlin Base, which, by the way, they could access under the ice with the U-boat. And Michael Sala, a colleague of mine, had a recently released image of leaked documents showing the U-boat passage under the ice to get to the New Berlin Base. But the Schumacher Ponds are geothermal active ponds. And I just read the book Dark Star by Henry Stevens before I came out of this, and he was accounting when the German soldiers down there, they were planting their own food. It's the one region of Antarctica free of the ice and with the warmer soil from the Schumacher Pond, they could grow their own food down there.
That's amazing. I wasn't aware of that.
The geothermal could also create heat, creating these domes underneath the ice, and as well as an energy source. So the Germans picked the best spot, I'd have to say, to set up their bases pre-World War II, and then now post-World War II, West Germany maintained those bases. And they're called Neumayer Base, which is on the coast, and then another one inland called Konin. And another thing that made my jaw drop when I was doing this research, I found the coordinates to some of these anomalous sites, and I'm looking for UFO craft. And this one GPS coordinate went right to where the Konin base was. And there appears to be another craft under the ice in New Schwabenland.
This one craft that you mentioned is something like on the order of 3 miles in length that is
right
now being revealed due to the retreating ice. Is this not... can we not see this from Google Earth?
Well, no, you can't. In fact, we've caught Google Earth in many occasions whitewashing out some of these anomalous features. Because you can use the time machine and go back with Google Earth and see what was going on there in 2016, for example, with this Konin base, and you can see this anomalous craft that's coming through the ice. Fast forward to 2018, and there's just a couple little humps on the ice that don't really look too anomalous. So either the snow is covering this stuff over, or in the case of these data dumps with Strava and Fitbit, it just looks totally whited out, like it's the side of a glacier. You can't make any connection as to what the people were doing there, but these GPS coordinates and where these people are tracing their steps, that doesn't lie. That was a data dump a little less than a year ago and would show some of these elite going to these locations. Most notably, most recently, when Trump got elected, was Newt Gingrich, who's a big supporter of Donald Trump, and his wife, Kalista Gingrich, who is now the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican. So talk about some Illuminati tie-ins.
Interesting.
People heading down there. It really is interesting.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.